Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei のエクストラへようこそ。 Hey everybody, and welcome to the Manga Sensei podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today is an extra episode. Now, I tried to keep these extra episodes limited to every once in a while, and the reason I do that is because you're here to learn Japanese, you're not here to celebrate with us, but I wanted to make today kind of a special occasion because today we're hitting our 50th episode. We're halfway to 100. We have stuck every single day for the past 50 days. It's been almost 2 months, and we've already picked up in readership. We got people signed up for on our podcast, and it's becoming really, really fun. And I'm really happy to have this experiment, this time to be able to speak Japanese to people every single day and to teach them Japanese. And to thank everybody here on the Manga Sensei team, whether that's Kyle for helping us out, for whether that's Christine, whether that's anybody, Kay or myself or DK, all those people that have helped put together the Manga Sensei podcast, thank you so much. And thank you, all of you Manga Seitos out there, for listening to the Manga Sensei podcast for 50 episodes. And so today, I wanted to put, as our celebration, I wanted to teach a couple of useful words when congratulating people and when receiving praise for something like that. So when you're telling somebody congratulations, you would tell them, omedetou gozaimasu. Omedetou gozaimasu. So if you're telling me today, hey, John Sensei, omedetou gozaimasu for having 50 episodes. And so I want to say, Manga Sensei no minasan, arigatou gozaimasu. Manga Sensei no podcasto no 50番のエピソードをおめでとうございます。Thank you everybody for 50 episodes. Another way you can do it is by layering your use of arigato. You can just say domo, you can let it domo arigato, or you can do domo arigatou gozaimasu or arigatou gozaimasu. Any of which are fine. The more you add on, the more polite it is. You're just literally just stacking it on top of each other. Another way to be able to tell people congratulations or good job is yoku dekita. You worked hard. That's what you tell someone, like, good job. Yoku dekita. Yoku dekimashita. And things like that. But this episode isn't meant to just be a thank you to our team here, but it's mostly a thank you to you. The people who are here listening to Manga Sensei every day, who are following us on our Facebook page at The Manga Sensei, and the people who are checking out our website. We will have a lot of cool stuff coming up here in the next couple of months. But we mostly today just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for trying to learn Japanese. It is the world's most epic language, and we will make sure to make it worth it for you. Make sure to check out our website in the next couple of days. We're going to have something fun that I can't quite disclose quite yet, but I'll give you news on one of our podcasts when it does come up, and we will see you guys tomorrow. But after 10,000 mistakes, you do become fluent. So let's make mistakes. Until then, Johnny. では皆さん、ここでちょっと終わらないといけない。ですから、このポッドキャストを聞いた末に、もっと日本語を話せるべきです。では、末にをという文法を習ってきて、今からもっと末にを使いましょう。Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the podcast today. Remember, you can check everything out on our website at manga-sensei.com. And remember, you do become fluent after 10,000 mistakes. Therefore,Let's make mistakes. And from here on, let's try to use sue ni more often, as it is somewhat of a complicated grammar format, but is also extremely useful. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. Jane.